Joyce, JOYCE, Turner, TURNER. Date of visit is 8/9/11/4/1950. 11 a.m., 73-year-old woman with history of stroke, evaluated for face-to-face today, period. Any pericardial patient has made great improvement in her stage 3 decubitus ulcer. Patient still has ulcers in the right leg, right foot, on her toes, but the decubitus ulcer in the back is stable to stage 1 now. Patient suffers from protein-calorie malnutrition, history of stroke, decreased appetite, decreased weight, PVD, ADL dependency, totally and completely bedbound above the knee amputation. On the left side, right-sided weakness with contracture and third, fourth, and fifth toe with evidence of decubitus ulcer, period. And the pericardial patient is with her son, who states that her pain has been increasing. They just switched her medication, and they're awaiting the response to the new medication, period. She's very thin. She also has a history of COPD, hypertension, coronary artery disease, diabetes, and diabetic neuropathy, period. The paragraph, she continues to be hospice appropriate. She's her weight stable. She's trying to keep up with her protein. Son added whey, W-H-E-Y protein, which I believe is been responsible in reducing the size and the stage of the decubitus ulcer in patient's back, period. Appetite is still minimal nevertheless, but the son has been mixing the whey protein in liquid and giving it to his mom, which is working, period. She requires help from nurses and hospice nurses and aides. Remains hospice appropriate, still most likely has less than 6 months to live, appears cheerful and stable today. Thank you.
Oh, KPS score is 40%. Thank you.